Talking today with Mark Hodges from Oklahoma Genetics. Mark, let's talk a little bit about the kind of exciting news, really, for OGI and for Oklahoma State University's Wheat Improvement Team and the Wheat Breeding Program. A really successful year that you're reporting on as far as the monies coming back to the Wheat Breeding Program through the sales of wheat seed by the OSU varieties.
Yeah, it is exciting. Of course, we've got a wheat breeder that's very, very prolific in breeding wheats that are adaptable on a very wide basis, again, mainly southern Great Plains. But we are excited about the royalties that are coming in. Of course, all those go right back into the breeding program to develop new varieties on behalf of producers. And about a third of that's coming from Kansas and Texas. So we're excited about what's out there. A check will be written to Oklahoma State University prior to March 1st for a little over $539,000. And, of course, we also have Clearfield technology licensed through BASF, and if you include those royalties back to them, it's actually over $650,000 that royalties will come back this year to go back into to breeding new wheats.
And that compares to what, 2014 or 2013, under $500,000?
Yeah, it was $486,000, and we've grown on a fairly steep slope over the last several years since we've been in existence. And this is our 10th year, but, you know, the first two or three years we were really trying to get the ball rolling, and those royalties were fairly small, but really in the last 5 years, those royalties have really grown. And, of course, over $500,000 going back in the breeding program is great.
I know what we really saw this type of a model. Y'all kind of modeled yourselves a little bit after the Kansas program. They kind of got into it first, but yet it seems like we've done pretty well.
We have, and of course, if you compare our program to Kansas or even Colorado, we're all three really different, or Texas, we're all four different. In how we actually run the programs, one major difference in Oklahoma and Kansas is Kansas does collect royalties off of seed that the producer produces and puts back into his own ground. We don't charge royalties on that, and that's a major difference. But we're very popular with Kansas producers and Texas producers. They like dealing with Oklahoma Genetics Inc. We've got a great program.
Now, as far as we think about the monies that are going back to the university, a good bit of that money actually lands in Dr. Carver's program, right?
It does. 50% of that actually goes directly to him, and then he distributes that among the wheat improvement team per their involvement in the different varieties that have been developed. So, it goes right back into that program.
You know, when you think about the value back to the wheat producer, obviously they're having to pay a little bit more than if they kept their own seed, but they're getting this improved genetic capability that at least when they get some rain, they've got a chance to make a pretty good wheat crop.
That's true, and certified seed pays. Any class of certified seed pays. There's been research at Oklahoma State, there's been research at Kansas State and Texas A&M that prove that it returns money back to the producer if he uses a class of certified seed. And that's true for forage producers as well. It's not just grain producers. There's a value in what they do. I think a couple of years ago, Dr. Anderson made a presentation at Oklahoma Crop Improvement that outlined what the value of that was. And I think it opened a few eyes in the sense that there's probably a lot of seed producers out there that weren't charging as much as what the value that they were producing was. Now, I'm not saying they changed their prices, because they probably didn't, but there is a great value in what they do.
And, you know, when we think about where we are right now, you indicate we've got a pretty steep curve upward. Do you see potential for further increases, further penetration of the market for Oklahoma varieties?
Absolutely, and not just in Kansas and Texas, beyond the borders of Oklahoma. Obviously, we've still got roughly 50% of the acres in Oklahoma we could be on. So, you know, that's a challenge for us to get on those acres as well. But obviously, we've got a lot of potential into Kansas and Texas. But, you know, we feel like we've got some opportunities to go even further beyond that, just as I said, because the wheat breeder has done such an outstanding job of developing varieties that are so widely adaptable.
And you were saying, what, even Nebraska, some pretty impressive test results from plots this last year.
That's right. And, of course, these are breeder plots, and we specifically were asked some questions about Double Stop, which is the two-gene Clearfield wheat that we have, and its performance in either northwest Missouri or northeast Kansas, whichever way you want to term it. And they were looking for something to go in there, and the nurseries out of Lincoln a couple of years ago, Double Stop was number one. So across all varieties. So we do have some potential to go in those areas. Again, we're exploring those, and all the funds that Oklahoma Genetics, Inc. has to operate on, anything over the cost of marketing and administration goes right back in the university as well. So I say $539,000, but they're actually going to benefit probably $100,000 to $150,000 more than that this year, just because of money that's going above and beyond operating capital that will get back put back into the breeding program, either directly or indirectly.
Mark Hodges, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Genetics Incorporated Group, OGI, handing over $539,000 in change to the Oklahoma State University Wheat Breeding Program here at the end of February. Also, money's going to BASF, all under the royalty agreements that OGI has struck with these institutions. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.